Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Okay, not ready.
Son of a bitch-ass bitch.
Did Noah just cut out for you too?
No.
I stopped talking.
No, it was like you were talking and all of a sudden it went, nyah.
And
so I think I'm going to have to go check on this. Lovely.
Stupid Andy.
Stupid Quomp.
Nah. You're smart. You're a smart guy, buddy.
I'm smart. I'm smart.
Are you fixing whatever you're fixing?
Noah?
You.
Me?
You said you were going to fix something.
I didn't say I was going to fix
it. Andy.
What?
You said you heard something wrong and you might want to fix that.
Yeah, I was telling Noah he might want to fix...
I was telling you you're the only one who heard it, so I assumed you meant you were going to fix it.
Oh, no. There's nothing to...
Well, then, fucking, let's stop waiting and fucking get this shit done.
3-2-1 cock. All right, let's go. How's everyone's week?
10 laughs to get to the other side, haha. Stop 5, 4, 3-2-1. 10 fight, Superman rapes him.
So, Indiana Jones.
Remember, never trust tank ass. Bye.
Brilliant.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week I lose a pie-eating contest. Andy gets invaded by coyotes. Noah saves the day at a taco store. And it's the return of the worst movie ever tournament with Alone in the Dark versus Air Collision. And when you hear this sound... That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Well, we're back. Here we are, once again.
2 weeks in a row. Can we keep up the pace? We'll see. I'm Jim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I'm getting tired of this shit.
Alright, so next week we're going to have Bob. And our name's going to be... You know, we need someone with a vowel.
We need an Orlando. We could be Tuncast.
An Oliver.
We could have
Imelda.
Any U names out there?
That's what I was trying to think. I can't think of a U name.
Uzbekistan.
That's a
Becky Stan.
Tencast.
Ernest.
Yeah. Ethan. Well, there you go. I, Edris Elba, come on.
Yeah.
You're taking a break from acting, aren't you? Come on, our podcast. Weekly.
W-E-A-K-L-E-Y.
All right.
Oh, I'm in the No One Tancast.
Ulysses.
There you go. Good job, Tim.
We've got a Ulysses and a Eugene, and we'll be Tooncast.
Did you remember, or did you look it up?
I remembered it from the thing I just read on the internet.
Fair enough.
Or with Ulysses, you could be Nutcast.
Yeah, suck my nutcast.
Please don't.
All right, let's do some 10 laughs.
Yes, let's.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time to read 10 laughs. It's a 10 laugh just like you. If you tell us to read 10 laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere.
If we have any. Oh, I can tell the one that I told on the last episode.
Burr?
The episode that died in Colorado. We told jokes, but they
yes,
died.
We did.
I don't remember what that joke was now.
That's my hope. Although, you're probably going to remember it midway through me telling it because it has a long setup.
Probably.
So this was sent in. This was told to me by one of Danelle's cousins while we were sitting around. This guy's golfing.
Oh, yeah.
See? He's golfing by himself, and this other guy sees him, and he's like, hey. The second golfer's like, hey, I know you're golfing by yourself. Can I join with you? He's like, well, and the first golfer's like, I normally golf by myself, but sure. Second golfer and the first golfer are playing. They're playing about even. So the second golfer goes, hey, I don't normally do this, but would you like to make a wager you know, seems we're pretty evenly matched, and we can make a major on the next couple holes, see if we make this more interesting. So first golfer's okay with it. So as soon as they do that, of course, the second golfer just starts smoking him, and he's doing amazing on every hole, and he's winning every hole, and he's winning all this guy's money, and they get to the end, and he's like, I tell you this, I'm actually a professional golfer, and I do this little trick sometimes to make money on the weekends. And the first golfer goes, oh, well, I want to tell you that I'm a priest, and I normally just golf to relax on my off time. And the guy's like, oh, I feel so bad, because, you know, I don't want to take advantage of a priest. Yeah, take your money back. And the priest's like, no, you keep the money. Well, isn't there something I could do to repay you? Well, you can come by the church this week and donate some of the money, and I'll marry your parents for you. I don't know if they're putting it on, but that's about the same laugh I got the first time. So, kudos to these two guys.
I forgot where this was going, and then I remembered. It's a long way to walk for calling somebody a bastard.
I did remember the joke, but yeah, I did forget where it was going as well.
And I andied it, added the extra details we didn't need.
Did I do a saggy boob joke when it crashed, or was that last week? Well, I'll read it, and then you can tell me.
Wait, is that we're going to be nuts?
Yes.
Yeah, that was last week.
That was last week.
Okay. Uncheck. Oh, I think I did the rabbi joke, a priest and rabbi joke when we crashed. I'll read it.
Give it a shot.
A priest and rabbi were at an interfaith dinner. Rabbi, didn't you try the ham? Or maybe someone else read it. Didn't try the ham? It's delicious. Father, you know I'm not allowed to eat pork. By the way, you ever have sex with your wife? Rabbi, you know I'm not allowed to be married and have sex. Father, you should try it. It's way better than ham.
We did that one.
Right, but he's saying, did we do it on the show that died, or did we do it somewhere else? Andy. Keep up.
What? Who are you?
So do we know?
I guess since Andy's too stupid, we're going to have to do his thinking for him. That's the kind of shit Andy says when you miss a beat.
Dude, so do we know?
I don't know. Who sent it?
No, Dean.
Fuck it. It's in the show.
All right. Done. Boom. Done.
Hooray.
Tim will pop on later. Corrections department.
That takes work.
Tim doesn't have that in him.
Nope.
This tan laugh was sent to us a year and a half ago from Jonathan. It doesn't sound familiar to me, but you guys can go ahead and cut me off halfway through.
We were going to do that anyways.
Can we make an agreement not to cut him half off halfway through just as a joke? Just as a gentleman's agreement. Can we just let this joke play out?
I cannot promise anything.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Two prostitutes were riding around in a car around town with a sign on top of their car that said, "Two prostitutes, $50. A policeman, seeing the sign, stopped them and told them they'd have to remove the sign or go to jail. At the same time, another car passed with a sign that says, "Jesus saves." They asked the cop why he let the other car go. He said, "Well, that's a little different. It pertains to religion." So the two ladies took the sign off their car and left. The next day, the same cop was in the same area and noticed the same two ladies driving around with a large sign on top of their car again. Figuring he had an easy bust, he began to catch up with them when he noticed a new sign which read, "Two angels seeking Peter. $50.
I did interrupt ya.
And I don't remember that joke.
I don't remember that joke
either.
We got a winner.
Huzzah! Everybody wins.
Jesus saves, passes to Moses. Moses scores! I saw that on a t-shirt or something once. Jesus saves, and he passes those savings on to you. I'm crazy Jesus, and I'm practically giving this away.
I saw a sign once, "Jesus save, but Satan invests."
How many different ways can we play with Jesus saves?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I think we're out.
Apparently three.
Good job, everyone. We'll be back here next week and workshop this some more.
Jesus doesn't save this joke.
That's a good
So
cut.
With that said, how the fuck was everyone's week? How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Did you have sex under the sheets?
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
Top the sheets.
Mm-hmm. My company had a company picnic yesterday.
Oh, I was going to say orgy.
And yeah, no. How was it?
It was kind of cool. Got to invite the wife and kid to come down.
Was there a raffle?
No, there was animals for the kids to play with and pet, which got set up just as my kid had to leave.
Aww.
Was he
devastated? He had a swim lesson to go to.
Was he devastated?
No, because he didn't know that there was more to it after he left. Like, he got to sort of talk to them through the cage, and then as soon as he left, they opened up the cage and everybody could come in and, like, just, you know, actually pet the animals.
Oh, okay. So he didn't see that part.
No.
Nor will he ever know.
Look this way,
well, Michael. Someday he'll listen to this and be like, I was cheated!
I told people that story. I love that story where he sniffs the Skittles bag. You go, what was in here? It smells delicious. How did you save me some?
Yeah, I wish that you had saved me some.
Oh, yeah. I wish that you had saved me some.
I told Caitlin about that. She laughed her ass off.
Did I even tell that story last week?
I don't think he told it on the show. I think he just told it to us.
Oh, really?
Well, there you go. The bits and pieces have just been
relayed to
you.
You should tell the story
Enjoy.
Now, because it's still funny.
There's no reason to go back through that, just to get to the point we all heard. Very good. There was Skittles bag. He sniffed it. He said that. Cute things happen when kids are around. So the other things, it was like a Western theme picnic, and they had like little games, like you could throw, like a little carnival games, like you could throw bean bags at milk bottles. They had like a little cork gun that you could shoot cards. It was like a shooting gallery, but you had to shoot cards and get the best poker hand you could, throw cowboy hats on a hook and darts and a ring on a cactus. So that was kind of cool. He got to play all that stuff, and he won a couple little prizes.
Neat.
Then they had events that we were supposed to, I'm doing finger quotes, volunteer for, but some people didn't want to do them. So I got volunteered to do the pie eating contest. Well, like there was a couple ones left. He's like, okay. And my supervisor's like, hey, do you want to do the sack race or do you want to do the pie eating contest? I was like, I want to do neither. So why don't you pick? He's like, well, we got to have somebody from our team for all of these. And I was like, well, whichever one you feel like losing, sign me up for that. So I got signed up for the pie eating contest, and I was like, I have no desire to eat this pie. I have no desire to. And so like we said, I'm like, okay, I'll just make a mess, and then that'll be it. We'll all get a big laugh. But then it turned out you had to eat the first person to eat the whole pie. The contest wasn't over until one person ate the whole pie, and then they were going to decide who had the most left after that. I was like, this pie is fucking huge. Fuck that. I am not even pretending to eat this whole pie. It was banana cream with actual bananas in it, like chunks of banana. I'm like, this is going to take forever.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, that's like the worst kind of pie.
And so I was like, and they're like, if you get too much pie on the table, you're disqualified. I was like, oh, I got it. What I'm going to do, as soon as they say go, I am slamming myself face first into the pie. And if it flies on the table, great, I'm done. So I did. And it's just, I saw a video of it. It's awesome. It's like someone just shot me in the back of the head. I went, however, apparently enough of it didn't splash on the table to get disqualified, so I had to sit there and pretend to eat it. As someone said, you look like you were in whiteface, because your entire face was covered in whipped cream. I didn't even come in last, even though I was eating so slowly, because the guy next to me decided he wanted to put his pie in the face of somebody two pies over, so he got disqualified for pieing her in the face, and she got disqualified for pieing him in the pie, trying to pie him back. And I was like, well, great. At least I'm not last. And so I'm killing time playing with the pie until one of the other two guys finishes.
Tim, you should have just went, pie, fight, and then pretend like you're going to throw it and wait for else to do it, and then, like, I win.
Oh. I would win. Oh, no, because I still would have had to eat the whole pie for the contest to be over.
But if everyone's disqualified.
Oh, you're right. Technically, I win. Although the guy who won seemed quite serious about getting it done.
He just said, I'm going to take this pie home and finish it later. And you can just take my word on that. The pie will be done when it is. The contest is over.
So I'm sitting there effing with the pie, waiting for the guy to be done, waiting for one of the people to win. And all of a sudden, I feel someone tapping me on the head. And I was like, what? And I turn over, and the guy next to me is rubbing his pie in my hair. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking punch you, dude. I'm like, that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, stop. You need to stop that. You need to stop that. And he looks at me like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm like, you need to fucking stop. I don't think I actually said fucking, but I was like, you need to fucking stop that. I can't not retell it without saying what I was thinking. It's fortunate that I didn't. Turns out that was the CFO of the company.
Oh, yeah. You can't tell him what to do.
Yeah, apparently not. Because I was like,
do you still have a job, Tim?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Afterwards, I'm telling people, I'm like, I almost punched the guy next to me. He started rubbing his fucking pie in my hair. And they're like, oh, it's a good thing you didn't. I'm like, oh, yeah, it is a good thing I didn't.
I need my J-O-B. Just tell him to go back and count some more fucking beans.
However, I did wipe my hands on his hat when I was done. I was like, how you like that, big boy? Enjoy that. Here's some news. Cream from banana cream pie starts to smell like ass if it gets caught in your clothes all day. So that was my week. I almost punched the CFO of my company.
In your defense, he was being a dick.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Did he know you?
Obviously not.
Yeah.
So that's how that happens. I see the floor.
Excellent. I don't think I did anything interesting between last week and today.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too, Tim.
Okay, good. That's never stopped you from telling a story before. Ba-boom!
Deserved.
But what, I proceeded what, with what? Some love, so I took the sting out of it a little bit.
You did. Actually, there is one. It hasn't really been specific to this week, but it's sort of been building over the last couple of weeks.
You're back?
No. Actually, my back's doing better, which is nice. Coyotes have moved into my neighborhood. Not the small like, Mexicans across the border kind. The yippee
That's
owl
what
kind.
I was going to ask. I was like,
but
well,
how did they
far?
Get there? Maybe they got smuggled by coyotes.
Maybe. Coyotes. Smuggleception.
Well, at least that means more Acme jobs in your area.
Yes, it does. Which is good. It means Acme is expanding.
No more roadrunners either. Those are a problem. Well, no, there'll be more roadrunners. He never gets them.
More jobs for Rube Goldberg device assemblers. So that's.
You know, that was one of my favorite parts of the cartoon. It's just seeing what crazy contraptions he had.
Yep.
To like try to get the roadrunner. And just how
I always
they
felt
would
bad
backfire.
Though. Like he went through all this shit. He should eat that fucking roadrunner.
It would be great, like if they when they canceled it, like the final episode, he finally gets them.
I love that. No, Andy wanted to tell a story about actual coyotes, and Noah's like, you know what? Let's reminisce about this cartoon.
You made the joke.
I threw a one-liner in there.
You threw two liners.
All right.
Two one-liners.
You fucking hijacked it. You're like, I am taking this joke to Cuba.
Okay.
What accent was that?
Kind of
that
Pakistani.
That was the Cuban accent.
I mean, I've never been to Cuba, but I don't think that's how they talk.
My wife's been to Cuba. I'll ask.
Okay.
I'll ask later. I'll put it in the extra credits.
All right, Eddie. Coyotes.
Excellent. So we heard this noise, and it like fucking would not stop, and it sounded like, high schoolers.
Oh no.
Yeah, kind of like that. What does the coyote say? Apparently, what the coyote says is yip 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 yip. It's nothing. You're making the same noise over and over again. You're not having a conversation. You're just making the same noise.
He's just
Andy,
making a
that
beat.
Was the Andy of the coyote world.
Yes.
Oh, burn.
Does it ever stop?
No, it doesn't. Actually, yes, it does. So, you know, we have issues because of the big wide open space behind our house. It seems like every summer some asshole group of high schoolers are back there like trying to drink beer or whatever and getting super loud. Usually the cops get called on them, and I just kept hearing this fucking noise, and I finally went to the part of the house that my wife was at while she was getting ready for bed. I was like, do you fucking hear that? Is that high schoolers? I mean, I know it's like the week before high school starts, but fucking A, it's Wednesday and they've got parents in the area. Why don't their parents fucking put a lid on this? Their parents need to work tomorrow too. So she's like, I don't think it is. I think it may be an animal. I'm like, no, there's no fucking way. Like, I open a window. I'm like, holy shit, that's a coyote. Like, I don't think I'd heard coyotes since I lived in Southern California.
So you didn't see it. You just heard it?
No, we heard it. And there's like, I was taking a walk the other day, and there was like dead. There was bones and like bits of fur from a rabbit, like kind of torn up in a bush back in that area.
Are you... Is the area you live in that rural?
Coyotes, apparently. I looked it up. They are masters of coexisting with people. And in fact, their spread through the U.S. has followed, like, where, like, cities have grown up for them to come, like, live in the suburbs. Like, coyotes are more successful in the suburbs than they are in the wild.
But where you live is more rural than, say, like, a suburb in the city.
I don't get what you're talking about.
Like, let's say, for example, where we used to live together.
Oh, yeah. Where I live... Well, no, actually, where I live is kind of close to where we used to live, because, you know, there's, like... You know, 2 miles away from the tan house, there was hills with, like, bobcats and mountain lions and shit in them.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's comparable to that. Like, there's areas of wilderness sort of in and around, and then areas with, like, shit tons of houses.
Okay.
Kind of like what we used to live in. But, yeah, like, you don't have to go that far from here to get to areas that are, you know, still forest, and that's it. And even some of the places that are built up, like, you know, our neighborhood has big green spaces that go through it, and, you know, like...
Did you say Korean?
Yes, Korean spaces.
That's what I heard.
Yes. Yes, only Koreans are allowed to go there, which is why we keep the coyotes in there.
What did you actually say?
Green.
Oh, okay. Did you hear Korean, like, Tim?
No, I heard it, but I couldn't remember it. And clearly... And clearly you were waiting for an answer.
Oh, wait, you didn't say great about it. What the fuck? Whatever Andy said just goes in one ear right at the other.
Yeah, all Tim hears is, yip, 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 yip.
Well, no, because you've been saying Koreans for so long. I was like, I forgot what he actually said.
we've got floodlights on the house, so we flipped them on and the noises stopped, and we heard some scuttling, and I guess that kind of scared him off. A couple of nights later, the noises started up again, so we turned the lights on. No change. They're like, man, we know that trick. Fuck you. Fuck you and your lights. So I flicked the lights on and off at random, and they shut up and went away. About a week later, so at some point in this week, the coyotes were making noise again, and my wife got up and turned the lights on and turned them off and, like, tried flicking them. No change. They just kept making the noise, so she just left the lights on all night. She's like, fine, fuck it. You're at least not coming towards our house.
Does that bother your neighbors?
The floods don't, like, point at any of their, like, bedroom windows or anything. It just sort of, like, points down into our yard.
You should train them, Andy.
Train the coyotes?
Yeah. Become one with them. Not train them, but just, dances with wolves.
Go master them? Learn their ways?
Yes.
Gain their respect?
Yes.
Yeah, we had another neighbor who was, like, all freaked out about that. Like, oh, did you hear that there's, like, coyotes? Like, there's rumors that there are coyotes in the neighborhood? I was like, yeah, no rumors. There are coyotes in the neighborhood. There are definitely coyotes in the neighborhood. And she, like, started to get all freaked out. I was like, coyotes are fucking tiny.
They are pretty small.
Like, big coyotes are, like, 30 pounds. They're like little dogs. Like, yeah, but they're wild and they're in packs. I'm like, first of all, they usually hunt in pairs. They may live in a larger group. I'm like, and second of all, they're like 30 pounds. Like, you kick one hard enough in the head, it's going to tell the rest of them not to fuck with you.
Andy, dropping facts.
Yeah, fucking National Geographic. First of all, they don't hunt in packs, sir. They hunt in pairs. In pairs. Yes, they may live in overall large groups, but let me tell you, when the coyote first came to the American continent back...
Let me draw you a map of the migration of the last 10 years.
And fucking, you live in Georgia. How has someone not shot them yet?
There are rules against discharging guns inside the county limits here.
Goddamn Obama.
So there's a law you have to own a gun.
Yes, there are places here where there are laws that you have to own guns, and then there are also laws against discharging them in public.
Got it. Did you guys hear... Speaking of guns... Oh yeah, actually, I'm sorry, Andy. Are you... Any more to your coyote story?
No, that's it. That's all the coyote.
There's a philosophy professor that has a solution for when people want to walk into public places with guns. Their solution is, like, you know, if someone walks into a place with a gun, you don't really know what their intent is. You know, they could be just like, I'm, you know, exercising my rights, or they could be like, I'm crazy, I'm going to shoot some people. Mm-hmm. So his solution is just to get up and walk out. Like, don't pay for anything, just leave.
Yep, I've heard that.
I was like, that's interesting, and I bet it would work. Like, I bet if a business experience that once, I'd be like, no, I don't think we're going to allow people with guns in here to come anymore. You know, yep. The problem is, I don't think you're going to get everyone to do that. And then you just look like a dick.
Not really. You look like someone who wants to self-preservate, which is a word now.
It is.
What were you going to say, Andy?
No, I'm willing to be that dick. Somebody walks into a place carrying a gun... I'm getting the fuck out of there. I don't think I needed that philosophy professor to tell me it was okay. I think if I see somebody walking in, I'm like, fuck this. Check, please? No, that just draws attention to me.
Well, right. He's like, you know, if you really feel like your life is in danger, you should just leave. Like, you know, you don't pay for anything. You know, just get up and go.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. I'm like, yeah, I bet that would work.
Although, I don't want to be the employee who has to ask people with guns to leave. Guy walks in with a gun. I'm sorry, you're going to have to take that outside. I'm going to have to what?
I do not get paid enough for this.
Come on, man. $10 an hour is not enough to have a Mexican standoff. that's the problem. Like, what are you going to do? Like, okay, you've got words. He's got a gun.
If you've asked him to leave, you can also call the cops and get him arrested for trespassing.
Yeah, like, I would think you would just go, we don't want guns here, can you please leave? And if they know, you don't, like, push the issue.
If they're holding a gun and they act threatening, that's assault.
All right. Meanwhile, I've been shot.
Yes.
While I'm calling
police. I do see, like, you know, you don't want to be the guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Tim, someone threw up in Theater 5, you know, clean up. No, no, you don't want to be that guy.
Exactly. There's just times you don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Telling Boss Hog with his fucking howitzer that he can't fucking wave it around fucking Chipotle. That is the guy you don't want to be.
Yeah, so after Georgia passed its ridiculous guns everywhere law.
Guns everywhere, guns everywhere.
I just made a reference to that with Drew. We were talking about there being droids in the Star Wars movie. Like, there are droids everywhere, droids everywhere. And I giggled to myself. There have been a ton of places around here that have just like they put up signs like guns not welcome here. Like
those are the places you rob.
Well, they can have guns.
Can they?
Yeah.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
Oh. Never mind then.
Okay.
So you can't just shoot random coyotes? What's the fun of having guns everywhere?
I don't know. I think it's to keep the blacks away. I seriously do. I think that's the only reason.
What?
Yes.
I mean, people own plenty of guns.
I know.
I think part
of it. Why keep them away?
Well, just look at the recent history of the U.S. If a black dude shoots a white dude, what's happening to that black dude?
Oh.
If a white dude shoots a black dude,
fucking, he might get an inconvenience ticket.
Yes, exactly.
He gets a fix-it ticket.
Yes.
Fix that behavior.
Yes.
I mean, I think part of the reason is just, like, we've had them for so long. Like, people just don't like change, right? Like, you know, and also people don't want options taken away from them, right? Like, even though, you know, I may not want to own a gun, I want to have the right to own that gun, right? Like, No one likes to feel like they're being restricted. I mean, yeah. I think I've said it before, like, I think the world would be a better place if we didn't have guns at all. Not that that's ever going to happen, but
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I've
got
okay.
a lot of hypotheticals like that. The world would be a better place if everyone had titties.
No, I like my manly pecs.
Tim, I have good news for you.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
You're working
you're
on
everyone.
You're working on making your own titties.
I am. Moobs.
We were all saying it.
The original idea of the Second Amendment. I definitely stand behind. The directions that it has been stretched like fucking Stretch Armstrong since then, I think it's about to break.
It's going to have to give at some point, I think. Like, something's going to have to change when, you know, with all these people. Like,
but gun ownership, like, has somehow become like a religion for some people. In fact, it's become tied to religion somehow for people who ostensibly believe a nonviolent prophet.
It is hilarious. Like, I like my God and my guns. Do you see how... Like, read the book and see how those two wouldn't go together.
Man, Jesus, like, was strapped. You can't tell me.
Not only does he says, thou shalt not kill, he says, turn the other cheek, not pull out your fucking AK and mow the motherfuckers down.
Yeah.
I think we have a new business opportunity, guys. Gun-toting Jesus. So...
So you're saying we start a religion and make it official.
Gun-toting Jesus.
Yeah, just like, we'll make some crosses. He'll have like an AK across his back. We'll make some paintings with a gun. I'm like, this is, you know, God and guns, right? That's what you wanted, Jesus and guns.
No. Now you're thinking too small.
Right.
We start a religion.
What will we call it?
Gun-toting Jesus. You were right on with the name.
And on the seventh day, God made guns. And he was good.
And on the seventh day, Jesus took aim.
All our hymns will be country songs. And Jesus made it through the desert at last, and he pulled out his pistol and he shot a dude in the ass. His gun toting Jesus.
Instead of Adam and Eve eating from the forbidden tree, they're shooting at the forbidden shooting range.
No, because the thing, them the gun shooting, of, the that, gun that of would knowledge. Be, that would be true. That would be a good thing. No, they got kicked out for turning their back on the guns somehow. They burned their NRA membership cards. They listened to the serpent and burned their NRA membership cards.
And the serpent was a black dude named Barack.
Yes. Barack Hussein Obama.
Someone's going to collect all this without irony, and it's going to be and it's going to be a thing.
No, they're not. They can't. We do this. We're going to be so fucking rich. We can corner the gun-toting Jesus market. Oh, my God. Oh, saving souls and blowing holes. Got it.
Saving souls and blowing holes.
That sounds kind of dirty.
Hey now.
Saving souls and glory holes. Oh. Not the same religion, but still very catchy.
That's for the gays. Not that all gays like glory holes.
Gays are welcome.
Do women have glory holes? I mean, I guess it'd be kind of hard, right?
Depends on how long your tongue is.
I guess. But I guess, you know, penis is more lending itself to actually going through the hole.
Yes.
Well, they just have to put themselves up to the hole, and whatever comes in, comes in.
All right.
That seems...
I guess. I don't know. I'm just basing so this on videos I've seen on the internet. You really, Noah, it seems risky?
Yeah, a little bit.
An unknown thing penetrating you, or putting your wingle-wangle in through a hole, and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like Russian dick roulette.
How do I know this is going to come back?
Exactly.
Oddly enough, I've never seen a news story like, guy goes to glory hole, gets his penis bitten off or something. Have
you? Why? Because that guy drove his car into the ocean. To never have to tell that story.
I ain't telling nobody.
I can't go home dickless. What'll my wife say?
We go weird places.
Who do?
Gun-toting Jesus to glory holes?
It rhymed. What do you want?
So here's...
Now that we've taken that tangent, Noah, do you want to tell us about your week? Or
Well, I'm going to talk briefly about things I did when we last episode, which is
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix.
So I saw Lucy. You can skip it. It's not great. It's like, it kind of wants to be the Matrix, but not quite. Like, I mean, it's not exactly Matrix, you know, in the sense that, like, you know, we're all on computers, but in the sense that, like, you know, she can do stuff that no one else can do.
So it's like the Matrix?
Yeah, and it's just not very well. It's not, and they stick with the whole, like, use 10% of your brain thing, which I think most people know is not true, but I don't know.
Yes, we talked about that, how that is, that's fucking ridiculous, because the brain uses up so much of your body's energy.
Yeah.
Just use 10%, that'd be the most fucking wasteful organ ever.
it's a pretty flimsy premise to start off with, and it wasn't as much action as I would have liked in the movie, like of her just being a badass. Snowpiercer was good.
Again, pierce that snow.
The premise is a little weak, but it's a visually good movie, and it's an interesting kind of concept. You know, once you get to the end and learn the full story.
So you watched Captain America and Black Widow in other movies?
I did.
You did. Interesting.
And I think that was the beard he had in when they had to come back and film that extra for Avengers, because he has a beard in the movie.
Oh, yes. You did mention that in the last episode. See, you guys, you didn't miss anything.
Yep. And
I thought I talked about this in the... All right, anyways. I thought I talked about it in the episode we lost.
You did.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
So if we're going to go back on and go back to the stuff that we lost, I watched The Wolverine in a movie where he played the Wolverine, and I watched Green Lantern in a movie where he played a dead guy. RIPD and The Wolverine. And The Wolverine, meh, not bad. Definitely not the greatest X-Men movie. Saw where it was going immediately, which I think took away from it. You guys, I believe, told me that it was more about the journey and less about the destination. And RIPD, I really wanted to like it, because it kind of seemed like it was trying to be Men in Black, but it was more Men in Black 3.
Burn.
Just disappointing. Like, there could be, like, you know, good buddy cop banter in a really weird world, but, like, the special effects are shitty, and the banter is shitty, and, like, there's no actual chemistry between you guys. It's kind of like everyone was in this one for a paycheck. Even Kevin Bacon.
Jeff Bridges is kind of falling into this kind of mumbly old grizzle guy role.
Yes. I'm going to mumble, and I'm going to have a Texas accent.
Although he's in a movie called Giver, which seems kind of interesting.
It's not.
Like, in the beginning, it's black and white, and then you're like, oh, they're coming out with a black and white movie, but you learn in the trailer that it's like they've kind of sanitized the world, and so, like, no one even sees color anymore. They've, like, make them take this drug that makes them see everything in black and white, I think in a way to control them.
Metaphor!
Nah, I think it's just what it is.
I was going to say something, but Andy made me forget about...
God damn,
sorry,
Andy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Tilda Swinton was in Snowpiercer, and she may be the best part of that movie. Like, her character is just over-the-top ridiculous.
Tilda Swinton's awesome.
I just saved a guy from getting his phone stolen this week.
Oh.
I was at this... someone's doing a burrito bracket of LA burritos and San Francisco burritos, and I was reading about a place that scored really high, so I was like, oh, I should go try it. So I went there after work, and I ordered my burrito, and this guy comes in, you know, asking for money to get tacos. I see he has money already, but I was like, all right, I'll give you $1. And I see him go and ask everybody else, and then I see him start to walk out. I'm like, really? You're not going to even get a fucking taco? I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I see him look at someone's table, sees they're not there, and grab something and put it in his jacket and start to walk out. And so I just stand up and I'm like, put that back. I saw you take that. Put that back. And he just looks at me like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, put it back. I saw you take it. Put it back. And he turns around, puts it back, and leaves.
Wow.
Fucking yeah.
And I was like,
Noah's a badass.
Well, more was just upset that I'm like, not that it was my phone he took, but it's like, I gave you money, dude. Like, why are you stealing? I mean, obviously, it's not as simple as that. You know, obviously, he's hard on his luck, and, you know, for whatever reason, he felt that was okay. I don't know why. But it just made me very sad. And he didn't get tacos.
Well, maybe it was an expensive taco place, baby.
It wasn't that bad.
Not for you, money bags.
I don't want to prejudge that, dude, but maybe that money wasn't actually for tacos.
Yes, I'm going to go with that.
Maybe the thing he was stealing was going to be meth later.
Maybe,
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Maybe he has a delicate constitution and he doesn't want things that are too spicy, but he knows people hanging out in that particular taco store, they got some cash to burn.
Why did he say tacos? Why didn't he just say have some money?
Because he didn't want to explain that he was going to go across to a lesser quality place and have, you know, some
gruel,
fucking...
mush.
He could just gruel. Say food. Food.
Studies show people like specifics. You say food, they think you mean meth.
You say tacos, they think tacos.
Maybe he meant pussy. Did you ever think he was going to buy some pussy?
Could've
taco
been.
Was the euphemism for pussy. And maybe he needed to steal a phone to call them.
Yep.
Like, I'm on my way with money.
Keep that pussy warm. Wash it out.
Oh, no. Wash
what,
it out.
You don't want the pussy to be washed out?
Come on.
And you want dirty pussy?
Ah,
or Tim, you want dirty pussy, I mean. Andy's like, wash out.
Awesome.
Tim's like.
I fucking love that Noah's like, hey, put it back. That's awesome. Did anybody else watch? Did you get a round of applause? Did people lift you up on their shoulders like, this guy eats free tacos for life?
No, everyone was afraid. They're like, the black guy's yelling at someone. Get him!
they fucking took your phone. They're like, fucking that guy's yelling at this guy. Give him the black guy's phone.
I think at first they're like, what is this guy yelling at this guy for? Like, And then they saw it happen, and like, you know, the guy was obviously appreciative of his phone, and then somebody was like, nice catch. And that was it.
You're like, yeah, it was a nice catch. She stood back up and been like, now who's going to suck it?
That is my payment, I expect.
It's not so much payment, but it's a simple expression of gratitude, people. Come on, get over here.
The guy's phone was stolen. He was a guy. I'm like, hipster guy, come over here, suck my cock.
Hipster guy.
That's just common courtesy.
It's common courtesy.
What the fuck is that voice?
It was from a Robot Chicken sketch. When a bunch of villains were commuting to work, and I think Cobra Commander was waiting for somebody to let him in.
Yes.
It's common courtesy. It's always stuck in my head.
Tim, you do a decent Seth Green doing Cobra Commander.
I do what I can.
One other thing, which, like, what's the threshold for getting a dick stuck, like, you know, for doing things for people? Like, is it just saving their shit from getting stolen, or is it, hey, open door for you, can you jiggle my balls a little bit?
I think holding a door open is probably that's kind of de rigueur. I think saving somebody's expensive piece of electronics, they should at least, you know, like, give a little tap on the head, like, good job.
I don't want them patronize my dick. Patronize? Fuck, I never get that right.
I think that's right.
I think it's just alternate pronunciations.
Well, yeah, well, Americans usually say patronize, and British people make fun of us because they believe it's patronize.
Well, but is it the same way for, like, when you're going to buy something from a store? Like,
I usually use patronize as buying something and patronize as, like, oh, is it such a good job? Yes, it is.
We still have some UK listeners, I believe. We still have some listeners, barely, and I think one or two of them is in the UK. Yeah. Tell us, do you say, when you are going to go to an establishment to give them your money for goods and services, do you say you are patronizing that establishment or patronizing that establishment?
Yes, English. Please teach us English.
It's your stupid language.
Yeah, you made it up. We've just made a mess of it.
We wanted to speak Klingon, but you said no.
Apparently, yeah. They call popsicles ice lollies there.
Yes, you went into this last week.
Oh, did I? Okay. There you go.
When I mentioned I wanted to, England to be one of my top five places I haven't visited yet, but like, a litany of random shit that they say in England.
You know what? I figured it out. If you save someone's child, your knob needs to get wet.
By the child?
No!
Somebody.
They can hire somebody if they really want to.
I think so. I think it even could be a passerby. Like, you know what? I'm going to pay you on their behalf. Then they go spit it in someone's mouth and pay it forward.
Oh. Andy, you took it to a weird place.
Snowball it forward?
No.
All right. Okay, we should probably get to our movies soonish.
What time do you have to get out of here?
I don't have 10, so I'm okay for there.
Oh, okay. Well, then we can do it if you guys are ready to do it.
Sure.
I was going to mention one thing, though. Gary, a listener, sent me an email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TenCast listener email.
Guys, stop it.
No. He said, just listened to the most recent episode of TenCast and thought you might want to know about caving opportunities right here in Northern California. My girlfriend and I went to Moaning Cat.
Wait, I have to pause you. Wedding opportunities?
Caving opportunities.
Oh, like going into a cave?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Just making sure I heard that right.
My girlfriend and I went into Moaning Cavern with a guide. Lots of crawling, climbing, squeezing, etc. I'm 230 pounds. If I fit, so can you. It's rated 4 out of 5 on the adventure scale, but they won't make you crawl into anything you don't want to.
But if you don't crawl into all of the places that they want you to, those caverns are not moaning.
And then you have to suck their dick.
The caverns are moaning when I'm done with them. Yeah! Oh, sorry.
I attached a few photos. Some rooms are wide open and have interesting geology going on.
Wide open.
Some areas are very small.
Some are very small.
Until Noah gets there.
And then they're big.
So there you go. And I think I may try to do that. It sounds kind of interesting.
Gary's like, I'm trying to fucking help you guys out, and you won't stop making fucking sex jokes. Fuck, why do I listen to this shit?
He suggested the Moaning Caverns to TenCast. What did he expect?
You could say something like, did you make your girlfriend's cabin moan? Am I right? Am I right, Gary?
That's okay. I'm just going to stay in the motel and make the caverns moan here.
Anyways, I wanted to thank Gary for sending that email. I think I will put on my list of places to go, which is...
I wanted to thank Gary for letting us get a couple bits of comedy out of that email. And I use the word loosely.
There you go. So that's all. All
right. Let's get to the worst movie ever.
Tournament.
Worst movie ever.
Tournament.
It's back, everyone.
For the three of you who missed it, it's back. Someone just sent in a movie. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Like, they didn't send in the full movie. They sent in a suggestion for a movie.
Random fact alert.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
I'm just reading a list from Thrillist, and they say, under no circumstances should you ever eat the turkey legs. They're emo. No, seriously, they're emu. So there you go.
What?
The turkey legs at Disneyland, supposedly emu.
They're emu?
Emu, not turkey.
All right.
Okay.
So, you know, I want to know.
Why do I care?
I said it was random.
I was going to say, why would I care?
Maybe you don't want to eat emu.
Why wouldn't I want to eat emu?
I don't know. Apparently, they think it's a bad idea.
It's emulicious.
They're the closest living thing to a velociraptor. You bet your ass I'm going to eat those things.
All right. Well.
Take in their power.
Sorry, I just saw that it was... Or cat. Oh, shit. Hang on. No, well, it's Kiki. It's Kiki. She sent in a movie that we should, for the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
And it was Ella Enchanted. I love that movie.
Aww. No. I did
it
not.
It automatically loses one vote. Anne Hathaway. What more do you need? Why do you hate that, Kiki?
I don't know. A good plot? Maybe not a bunch of people doing shitty versions of, like, Queen songs and shit?
What?
Oh, I didn't like Ella Enchanted either.
Well, you can go fuck yourself. How you like that?
Oh, well.
He could.
In fairness, I saw it once and I barely remember it, so.
So I guess this is the day the Tancast died.
Oh, which reminds me, I had another idea for a thing we could do after this. After this, what is it?
The worst movie tournament ends?
Yeah, yeah. Is go back and watch things that you really liked, and we could only do like one a week, and see if they held up.
Let's also see if Noah can still talk.
Hold up. For example, Tim could go watch back and watch Ella Enchanted and see if he still likes it.
Oh, I'm going to go back and watch Event Horizon.
Oh, they took it off.
Or it could even be a TV show, like because like Tim watched Transformers and you know said didn't
I watched
hold
15
up.
Minutes of Transformers.
Which is only one episode. The first episode was 15 minutes.
No, there was more of it. I just stopped.
Well, on my Netflix, it ended and then started a new episode.
Yeah, on your Netflix, it saved you. It went, nope. Nobody needs to see the back half of this.
You know, I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't like fucking great, but it was just like, all right, you know, this seems up to par like with other cartoons of the time.
Ooh, then I'm going to be disappointed when I look at any other cartoons I watched at that time.
I mean, from what I remember.
I bet I would be disappointed if I went back and watched the Super Friends. I don't know if that's available to stream online or whatever, but I have a feeling I'd be like, who?
I think Super Friends had some of the shittiest animation out there, if I remember correctly.
I believe that's what they put on their weekly advertisements. We've got the shittiest animation out there, Super Friends.
We have 5 frames per second.
Tune in next week to see Superman twitch like Michael J. Fox.
Okay. All right,
well... So anyway, like, I was thinking we could call it like nostalgia goggles.
I like it.
But
I'm going to go back and listen to early Tancasts and see what I think about them.
Ooh, don't.
Oh, that's meta.
Don't. I've done it. Don't. I was like, I'm going to find this bit of, oh boy.
Oh, why is it all moist in here?
Fuck, I thought we sucked now.
I didn't realize how long Jon Stewart has been on The Daily Show.
For fucking ever, since Clinton.
And there went another random fact.
Just like, he played like an old clip. I was like, fuck, he's been here so long and was so young. And like,
he looks like a little boy.
He does.
Clinton was president when he started.
Yes.
Anyways.
Tim and I lived at the Ta apartment.
How about the At apartment?
All right, I got first billing on that one. Woo woo.
Might as well spell something.
Yep. So
okay.
I'll start off
with the worst movie.
Worst
here comes Andy.
Movie
I'm sorry.
Ever.
I'm interrupting him.
No worries. I'll start off. I went back to the well because I was actually able to find a streaming copy and not pay for it of the worst reviewed Uwe Boll movie, and that is Alone in the Dark.
Hey gang, Editor Tim here. Normally I put a trailer for the movie here. In fact, that is what I did. This is the trailer that you're listening to. It's 100% visual, and it sucks. Just like the movie that Andy's gonna talk about. So, sorry.
Somehow he talked. Well, I know Stephen Dorff's not doing shit, so he got Stephen Dorff into that thing, in between the e-cigarette commercials. But Christian Slater. This thing stars Christian Slater. And it was 2005, so I think it got Tara Reid in the middle of the I gotta pay for these shitty boob jobs after the shine had definitely come off of her stones. But still, Christian Slater. Fucking A.
Fucking B.
Not nearly as bad as all of the people that were in Blood Rain. That one had a surprising amount of talent, horribly, horribly used. So this thing, I watched it several weeks ago because I thought we were going to be doing this several weeks ago, and then Noah sucked. So I'm going to rely a bit on my notes for this. I shit you not, 90-second scrolling voiceover explaining the setup. Exactly what every movie needs. Christian Slater doing voiceover for the audience. So clearly somebody has seen early Christian Slater movies and thinks that they're going to go ahead and recreate that magic. So I dictated these things into Siri and it came out as, haha, shitty small mouth kung fu.
Maybe that should be a segment, Siri movie reviews.
I don't even know what word I intended there.
Here's what I said. Here's what Siri came up with.
Oh, I sang Let It Go into Siri. I'll let you go. I'll post it someday. He's fucking all wrong.
Okay, so I know it was to... I did something to make fun of how... shitty slow-mo kung fu. That's what it is. Because the next note that I took was, somebody's been watching kids recreate The Matrix in their backyard.
The Matrix.
Christian Slater took potentially, or oh my god,
okay. Andy just stroked out.
Yes, no, Siri stroked out. Christian Slater's to potentially fatal funds to the upper chest, and the windows are ineffective. Decides to shoot the guy in the leg. So that's Siri ease, and I think there's a fight scene with Christian Slater and some like possessed guy. And he shoots the guy twice in the chest, upper chest, where it should be fatal. It should be knocking this guy down. I have no idea what the windows are ineffective. The dude's not stopping. So Christian Slater decides to try to kneecap the guy, I guess, because clearly shooting him where, like, the vital organs are didn't do anything. But I guess this guy's going to develop a limp now from being shot in the thigh. So the CGI... was shit, as one would expect, from Alone in the Dark. The acting was shit as a movie where Tara Reid is the second star on the...
Right, and Straight On Till Morning. Peter Pan joke! Nailed it!
I love it. But I think the worst part about this movie was I didn't fucking understand what was happening. Like,
were you paying attention?
I was trying to pay attention because I was going to try to explain it to you guys. So Christian Slater was like some sort of like paranormal investigator, but that's like never really explained. And I guess he used to work with Stephen Dorff at some sort of like secret government agency. But then there's like a door somewhere that they gotta open, but then they shouldn't open it, but then they do open it, and they find out that like hell's behind that door. And then I guess Steven Dorff dies, but I don't think he closed the door. I think he just blew himself up in the room adjacent to the door. Spoiler alert.
And don't open that door.
There are these like evil monsters, and I guess they try to sort of stay out of the light, and I think that's mostly so that they can spend less on the CGI. But like, I'm never really clear about whether the monsters are like possessing people, or what, like originally if they were possessing people, or if they were like, if the things that were possessing people were like people grafted bits of the monsters into people. Because some people like have had bits of it grafted in, and it like turns them into zombies. Except for Christian Slater, who I guess is special or got zapped by electricity or some shit like that when he was a kid. So his thing just makes him aware when the monsters are coming. And then there's some sort of like ancient like Mesoamerican culture that disappeared that apparently can put together really complex machinery like 20,000 years ago. And I have no fucking idea what the hell those people were supposed to be for. I think they built the door that they opened up, and then Steven Dorff blew himself up adjacent to. But the acting was shitty. The plot was incomprehensible. The monsters were awful. I think I fell asleep. I think I recall falling asleep during this movie, during this action horror film. So if that says anything about it, that's pretty fucking awful. I wish I'd watched it more recently, but I couldn't bring myself to rewatch it when I knew we were going to do this again. I was like, fuck it, I'll go on memory.
Maybe you could just skip through it and probably would jog your memory.
Yeah, but that would require putting some additional time and effort into this fucking movie. if there's anything that this movie left me with, it's a deep and abiding desire never to watch another Uwe Boll movie, even for this fucking contest. Like, yeah. I got to the end of this movie and I was like, done, I'm done. I'm done.
I feel you.
So I think it's time to start the elimination round, because Alone in the Dark sapped my will to continue doing this.
There you go. Well, I watched a movie that someone suggested. Let me look up who it was. It was Brandon, and he suggested Air Collision.
Air Force One, you're cleared for takeoff.
This plane is amazing. Americana Blue enters our sector here. Air Force One enters here.
That should never happen.
What the?
Captain!
Fire in the console. Losing power.
I am the President of the United States.
No!
Take her first.
Drake.
The risk is too high.
We were about to fire on a civilian plane.
We gotta stop those planes from colliding.
You will crash this plane.
We're all gonna die!
Collision. I haven't even heard of that.
It is an Asylum film, which is the group that makes Sharknado.
Ah.
So they're the groups that just pump out these really bad movies and sometimes get, you know, actors that were famous at one point. So here's
kind of like Uwe Boll.
Even worse than Uwe Boll. Like Uwe Boll got what's his name? Gandhi.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, that guy, I feel like he's still, you know, obviously he doesn't always pick great roles, but I feel like he's, you know, he's a contender. He's still out there, you know, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Ben Kingsley has done a ton of great shit before and after he was in Blood Rain. So, yeah. Yes.
So, this is Brandon. Hey, guys, I have a few shows backed up in my podcast queue. Sorry, there's better stuff to listen to. JK. So in the event you're still doing movie reviews, I suggest Air Collision. It's available on Netflix. Talk about awful. I have to say, most porn parodies are better written and have better acting than this POS. It was just one of those things I had to see through to the end, even though it was bad. Keep up the great work. Brandon, from Portland. I know you're from Portland. Brandon, I was just there. You probably know that. Maybe. I like Portland.
Depends on how far behind you are.
He's a few episodes behind, yeah. He's like, oh shit, he was here.
Not anymore. I left.
That's
okay.
What that huge dick was.
So the premise is like, you know how we have self-driving cars, or we're going to. The uh-huh. premise is like we want to make self-driving airplanes.
We have those. It's called autopilot.
No, but it's all controlled by this one satellite, which makes, you know, great sense, right? Single point of failure seems like a good idea, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no contrary, my friend. It is not a good idea. So what ends up happening is the satellite malfunctions, and for some reason, all the stuff, like, it starts to flash, and all this stuff starts to fall from the sky, so I don't know if it, like, releases some electrical shock and causes other satellites to just fall. But for some reason, stuff starts falling from the sky, and this particular satellite, which is called, let me look at my notes here, is controlling Air Force One. It's called the ACAT satellite. Okay, so Here are my notes from the movie. In the beginning, there's this lady driving down this road. A dirt road. Doesn't look like there's any, like, civilization around there. But there's a sign she drives by that says, slow. So, and it has someone walking a dog. I'm like, what the fuck is someone walking a dog out here for? And then she gets hit by a satellite. Then they cut to Air Force One. And first thing I thought was, looked like it's extremely poor man's Denzel Washington. One of the guys is black. I'm just like, he looks like you, maybe Denzel Washington. I don't know. The dad from Family Matters is a air traffic controller. I see things aren't going well for him.
Sorry, Reginald Bell Johnson.
There you go. A cop comes up to investigate the crime scene of where the car gets hit by the satellite, and there is no one around. Like, she just walks up, there's tape, like, someone was there, and then that's it. I'm like, really? No one's investigating, looking, you know, like, maybe we should collect some evidence. She picks up a piece of metal and thinks she recognizes what satellite it's from. Which is the ACAT satellite. I'm like, really? How the fuck do you know?
Well, it's written on the thigh. Do we write things on the thigh of every bit of everything that goes into space?
So they're showing Air Force One, and someone's getting a tour, and I wrote, is Air Force One the TARDIS? It's fucking huge inside.
Like, you know how, never, like, normally seen an episode of Doctor Who, that's pretty good, sir.
Like, you know how, like, airplanes will have a hallway, but it won't be like a regular size hallway. It's gonna be a little bit narrow. This hallway was fucking normal size. This basically looks like they filmed inside a building, which is exactly what they did, and, like, pretend it was Air Force One. Like, that hall is way too fucking big for an airplane. And it's, like, fucking drywall. Like, do people use drywall on airplanes? I don't think so. Anyways. the satellite's malfunctioning, ACAT, and it blocks out a city for some reason. Like, you see it flash in space, and all of a sudden you see all the power in the city go out. So it's causing some type of electrical storm. Apparently, because this satellite is malfunctioning, it is making everything seem like a hostile to Air Force One, which apparently has missiles in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which just come out the bottom. It also has lasers inside, which we'll get to later. So the conflict of the movie is that ACAT is malfunctioning. They can't control the airplane. And there's another airplane, a passenger airplane, on a direct collision course with Air Force One. So Air Force One, marks as a hostile, fires a missile. The missile just hits the side and does nothing. So, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, that is some shitty-ass missiles. Apparently, it just didn't explode. So it just blows a hole in the side. They pick up and throw it outside of the airplane, which seems like a good idea. You have no idea what you're over, but let's just drop this missile on people. And it hits a gas station, and it mildly explodes. Like, there's still some of the building left. I'm like, that is a fucking shitty missile. I mean, I guess if it hit an airplane and blew up. Oh, here's another good part. They're trying to save the president because they realize what's going on. So they hook up to Air Force One, and they come through some hatch in the bottom of the airplane, and this guy's trying to save the president, and the guy's like, no, take my wife, or the president's like, take my wife. So they take the wife, and they give the president the rope to hold while the guy drops out of the airplane while they're going, I don't know, 600, 700 miles per hour, I don't know how fast planes go, pretty fucking fast, and he's just supposed to hold onto this thin rope while they're hanging outside the fucking plane. I'm like, really? Really? And they don't make it. The guy, obviously, the president's having trouble holding on to them. The plane breaks away that's docked to them, that's going to save them. And so, and the guy lets go the Navy SEAL guy lets go of the wife and falls off into the other plane, and the president pulls back up.
Wait, so the wife died?
No, the wife made it. The guy, the Navy SEAL guy who was trying to save them, died. So he was taking the wife to the other plane, and something happened, and they couldn't get saved. Like, the plane broke away, so they had nowhere to go. So the Navy SEAL guy, I think, cut himself loose, and then the president pulled him up. No gloves on, just I'm holding on to this rope while you guys are flailing in the wind.
Never mind the literally hundreds of miles an hour airstream going on right outside.
Yes. And lastly, the plane starts marking people as threats and starts hitting them with a laser that apparently is not that strong because someone survived it. Oh, and also kills a pilot. They're trying to disable the plane, and they put their hands on these biometric sensors, and somehow it electrocutes them. Maybe that's a built-in feature it has, but...
All right.
In the meantime, Family Matters guy, he's doing something where their equipment got fried, so he's going to find equipment that they can communicate to the plane with. He does it. The passenger plane drops. Air Force One skims the top. They save the day. And then he just goes home. He's like, oh, we saved those planes. I'm going to go home now. Like, he didn't say that, but that was it's always funny in movies, how they do that one thing. Even if you think about, isn't there more stuff to do? I don't think you can just go home now. I think you got to wrap things up.
Hey, my shift is over. They don't pay for overtime. What do you want from me?
So that was Air Collision.
All right.
The acting was terrible. The special effects were terrible. And it wasn't even, good in Sharknado in the sense of, oh, this is so over the top and crazy. This is kind of fun to watch. It was just kind of shitty.
Well, if I may advocate for my movie, mine had 100, sorry, I just looked it up. Mine had 100 times the budget of yours, 20 million to 200 and some odd thousand, and was actually released in theaters. I also just found Blair Erickson, I believe, is the name of the guy who wrote the original script for Alone in the Dark. And here's a small excerpt from a piece that he did for an interview he did for Something Awful. For those of you who actually give a shit, the original script took the Alone in the Dark premise and depicted it as if it was actually based on a true story of a private investigator in the northeastern U.S. whose missing persons cases began to uncover a disturbing paranormal secret. It was told through the eyes of a writer following Edward Carnby and his co-worker for a novel, and depicted them as real-life blue-collar folks who never expected to find hideous beings waiting for them in the dark. We tried to stick close to the H.P. Lovecraft style, and the low-tech nature of the original game, always keeping the horror in the shadows so you never saw what was coming for them. Thankfully, Dr. Ball was able to hire his loyal team of hacks to crank out something much better than our crappy story and add in all sorts of terrifying horror movie essentials like opening gateways to alternate dimensions, bimbo blonde archaeologists, sex scenes, mad scientists, slimy dog monsters, special army forces designed to battle slimy CGI dog monsters, Tara Reid, Matrix, quote-unquote, slow-motion gun battles, and car chases. Oh yeah, and a 10-minute opening backstory scroll read aloud to the illiterate audience, the only people able to successfully miss all the negative reviews. I mean, hell, Bull knows where the real scares lie.
All right. This is a Sophie's Choice where you want to kill both kids.
Well, while you were stepped away, I told Noah that I'd forgotten a bunch of reasons why I didn't like it because it was so many weeks ago, and I could not bring myself to go back to it. Fucking Alone in the Dark has sapped my will to do this contest anymore. we really need to start the elimination rounds because I can't bring myself to watch another fucking movie.
All right, well, I've got Catwoman on my DVR, so I got to watch that, and then one of you has to watch another shitty movie, and we can do that next week.
Oh, no, we'll Rochambeau for this one.
But, so now I got to pick one of these two turd sandwiches.
They both sound hideous.
Yes, they do. But, other than your guys' description, I know nothing else about them. I have to give it to Alone in the Dark.
Oh, I always lose.
Why do you always... You always pick movies that weren't in theaters. So,
this one he did on a recommendation.
Well, that's true.
What does it matter if it was in theaters or not, though?
Because part of it is, it has the expectation for it to be good has to be there. And if it wasn't in theaters, you don't have an expectation for it to be good. Now, granted, you could argue the same thing about anything with Uwe Boll's name attached to it. don't know. I just feel like made-for-TV movies are going to be shitty. That's what they are.
Got
unless
it.
You unless you watch Christmas Shoes, then you got a shot at me picking it.
Fucking Christmas Shoes.
But yeah, we're going to give it to Alone in the Dark. Sorry, Noah. Sorry, Brandon.
I hate you.
All right, you can both hate me.
Alone in the Dark wins. Fatality.
That's Tancaster this week.
How the fuck were everyone's week?
No, we
know how the fuck everyone's week was.
We covered that.
Remember, never trust any of these fuckers to pick my movie.
You're doing it like a CFO putting fucking pie in my hair.
You should have punched it. That would be great. You've been on YouTube. It'll be a sensation.
This week, I hate that coyotes can learn. I just want them to be quiet.
Tancast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
Tancast.
My CPU is a learning computer.
My coyote is a learning computer.
There we go. That's the joke I was trying to make.
It's a learning coyote. A neural net pack.
Actually, they hunt in pairs, not packs. That way, they're the older one and the younger one, and the older coyote's like, I'm getting too old. Ah, oh, fuck.
And then the one named Tim can't really talk right.
I'm titting too old for this shit. It wasn't going to be funny enough. Or funny in the way I wanted it to be.
Oh. Suffering, fuck that.
That's what old porno actors say. I'm getting too old for this tit.
My tits are getting too old for this. Oh, old scat. My tits are getting too old for this shit.
Scat porn.
My ass is getting too old for this shit.
That's just true in life.
Yes.
All right. Be good to each other, everybody.
And party
peace
on.
And long life. Live long, prosper, keep on hanging and banging.
Keep your stick on the ice.
That's probably not dirty, but it sounds like it could be.
Yeah, I think it's meant to sound like it could be. It's a red-green reference?
Yeah.